Kathleen Hall Jamison is Dean and Professor of Communication at the Annenberg School for Communication at the University of Pennsylvania. And we're going to ask her now what she made of the two big speeches last night. Kathleen Jamison, what did you think, first of all, of Al Gore's speech and of that very long story he told about his sister's death and his sister's dying of lung cancer?
The important question about storytelling in the political conventions, I think, is this. What is the relevance of the story to the legislative differences between the candidates? And in the case of the Gore story, the relevance is clear. Clinton and Dole disagree on whether they'd keep the current head of the FDA, and they disagree on some important regulatory issues concerning the cigarette industry. And so the story is powerful because it reveals a personal side to Al Gore, hence creating a more personal sense of him than is ordinarily conveyed when he speaks. But secondly, it's important because it puts a memorable narrative in service of an important campaign difference.
This was the very moving part of the speech in which Al Gore silenced the convention hall. But it was a speech that began with comedy, with him physically mugging, doing his Al Gore, "I know they think I'm a stiff" jokes. And it was a speech that showed many sides of him.
One of the things that one has consistently heard about Al Gore is that he's stiff, that he has trouble communicating genuine conviction, that he's wooden. The speech last night was written to counteract that, but it was also delivered to counteract that. This was the Al Gore much more of the debate with Ross Perot than the Al Gore of the debate with Dan Quayle.
Now, there's something interesting about this Democratic convention. On the evening that is traditionally marked by a keynote address, we really had a Hillary Rodham Clinton address that was more important. And last night, the evening that is supposed to be marked by the nominating address, we had instead the Al Gore address, which was really more important. But there still was a nominating address. It was given by Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut. What did you think of it?
It functioned much more as a traditional keynote functions in some very important ways. And what was important about that speech and also about Gore's speech was the claim that Bob Dole has served his country in an important fashion. The extended tribute to Bob Dole suggests an important change in political discourse. In the past, one didn't acknowledge that one's opponent had ever done anything good from the moment of conception. And then to go on to make the point that what we should be differing about are ideas and we should be differing in a civil fashion was, I thought, an extraordinarily important point. And I take it as a pledge on the part of the Democrats that they're going to conduct a different kind of campaign. That would be all to the good.
It's a pledge to be civil and good. But it is indirectly a criticism of the Republicans by saying, and we think they are uncivil and they are not good.
I think there is a tendency on the part of reporters to assume that everything one says is implicitly an indictment of the other side. And I think it would be healthy to ask the question, what is it that a candidate could possibly say that couldn't implicitly be read that way? I mean, granted, one is trying to create comparisons and contrasts, but as a practical matter, it is perfectly legitimate to make the statement that we're going to try to do something differently and to hear that in the context of the campaigns of the past, including the Clinton campaign in the past.
Kathleen Hall Jamison, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
You're welcome.
Kathleen Hall Jamison, Dean and Professor of Communication at the Annenberg School for Communication of the University of Pennsylvania, spoke to us from member station KQED in San Francisco.